This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called on citizens to adopt the spirit of Swadeshi and support locally made products. Addressing a function at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Modi stressed that true service to the nation lies in promoting indigenous goods amid global economic uncertainties.
Aur jo cheez Bharat ke logon ke kaushalya se bani hai, Bharat ke logon ke pasine se bani hai, hamare liye woh Swadeshi hai. Hame वोकल फॉर लोकल मंत्र को अपनाना होगा. हम संकल्प लें कि हम मेक इन इंडिया प्रोडक्ट्स को ही बढ़ावा देंगे. हमारे घर में जो भी नया सामान आएगा वो स्वदेशी ही होगा. ये जिम्मेदारी हर देशवासी को लेनी होगी.
Prime Minister stressed that India, poised to become the world's third largest economy, must prioritize its economic interests, particularly the welfare of farmers and small industries. He urged citizens and traders to embrace Make in India products, especially during the upcoming festive season, as a tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. In a 55-minute speech, Prime Minister invoked Lord Shiva's Rudra Roop, fierce form, to describe India's resolute action against terrorism. Mr. Modi said the world saw the capabilities of India's indigenous weapons during Operation Sindoor. He said India's air defense systems, missiles and drones proved the strength of Atmanirbhar Bharat, or self-reliant India. Prime Minister said BrahMos missiles have instilled fear in the enemies of India.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान भारत के स्वदेशी हथियारों की ताकत पूरी दुनिया ने देखी है. खासकर हमारी ब्रह्मोस मिसाइलें, इनकी दहशत भारत के हर दुश्मन के भीतर भर गई है. पाकिस्तान में कहीं हुई ब्रह्मोस आवाज आ जाए ना तो नींद नहीं आती. मुझे खुशी है कि वो ब्रह्मोस मिसाइलें हमारे यूपी में भी बनेगी. लखनऊ में ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल की मैन्युफैक्चरिंग शुरू हो रही है.
Mr. Modi criticized opposition parties for questioning the operation, accusing them of trivializing the bravery of India's armed forces by calling it a tamasha and engaging in vote bank politics. Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and inaugurated development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees in Varanasi. Mr. Modi also released 20th installment of the PM Kisan scheme, transferring over 20,500 crore rupees to more than 9.7 crore farmers across India. Prime Minister also emphasized the government's commitment to transforming the lives of farmers, boosting their income and reducing farming costs. Election Commission has doubled the remuneration for booth-level officers, BLOs, and enhanced the remuneration of BLO supervisors involved in the preparation and revision of electoral rolls. In a statement, the poll body informed that as per the revised structure, the annual remuneration for BLOs has been doubled from 6,000 rupees to 12,000 rupees. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, in consultation with the Ministry of Ayush, has released a definitive list of Ayurvedic food preparations under the category Ayurveda Ahar. This significant step brings India's time-honoured food wisdom into the mainstream following the introduction of the Food Safety and Standards Ayurveda Ahar regulations in 2022. These regulations recognize foods based on recipes, ingredients and processes from authoritative Ayurvedic texts, and the new list brings unprecedented clarity and confidence to consumers and businesses alike. The NEET PG 2025 exam will be held today. Nearly 2,50,000 medical graduates will appear for the test in a single shift from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. In cricket, hosts England will resume their second innings against India on day 4 of the fifth and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Chasing a target of 374 runs set by India, England were 50 for 1 at stumps on day 3 yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.